The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
And we are rolling through a Wednesday afternoon. With us in studio is Kent Sovereign. He's a returning visitor, as you well know. And he comes in talking about AARP here in Iowa and all the cool things going on. And, wow, what an event you had with Frank Abagnale.
Absolutely. It was a terrific event. For those who don't remember, Frank Abagnale wrote the book, Catch Me If You Can, on which the Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio movie was made. And what an exciting guy. And we had several events around his presence here earlier in the month. He did a River to River program in Iowa Public Radio, and that's cataloged there. People can stream that. He did a telephone town hall with us where we reached out. I think we got about 9,500 members that were on the line during the call, but that call sits on our website at www.aarp.org/IA, and you can go there and stream that telephone town hall. And then he was at Iowa Public Television, and we did a video program that's broadcast at a later date, and that'll be live streamed for the next 90 days, I think, knock on wood, with Iowa Public Television. So all of these great events.
And it was all about fraud.
It is. Fraud Watch is Cybersecurity Month this month. Yep. And I realize the month's almost over, but it's Cybersecurity Month. And there are tons of great hints, both from Frank's presentation and on our Fraud Watch Network website, www.aarp.org/fraud.
And we're going to put it on the radio book.
That's fabulous. That's
Click
fabulous.
Through.
So you can stream, again, you can stream the telephone town hall, you can stream the Iowa Public Radio program, the Iowa Public Television program, and get on to the Fraud Watch Network website, sign up for scam and security alerts, as well as get tons of tips about how to avoid getting scammed. I know a lot of us think, oh, I'm too smart for that. You'd be surprised. And the kinds of targeting they're doing
now
is just amazing. And you can see something. Oh, gee, I got this email from Michael. I wonder what's news with him.
Boom.
Click. Boom. They've got me.
Yeah.
It's that
simple. Well, that and a whole bunch of other things. I know that Frank was talking about not only cybersecurity, but also taking a look at the issues of the Internet of Things and how that can start to control from vehicles and ransomware and all kinds of things. So this is a scary world
out
there.
And, of course, we got the Equifax thing that went on a few weeks ago. And our advice is clean and simple. Put a freeze on your accounts, not just with Equifax, but with the other two reporting agencies as well. Freeze, freeze, freeze. That doesn't affect your ability to use your credit card or use any of the credit services you have now. It only prevents someone else from taking out a loan or a credit card in your name and getting that approved, and the next thing you know, you're in financial trouble.
Kent Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, from the Iowa AARP. We're talking about fraud and Frank Abagnale. I tell you what that did. I listened to a lot of that stuff myself, and then we watched the movie, Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah,
it was great.
Terrific movie.
Terrific movie.
I noticed it was streaming on television quite often.
Yeah. So what else we got going
well,
on?
Well, November is generally thought of as Veterans, a month where we salute our active and former military veterans, of which I am one, I'm proud to say. And we have quite a few different activities going on during that month. First of all, the general activity, again, at our website, aarp.org/veterans, there are a plethora of resources that are available to help strengthen and provide resources to returning veterans, as well as those old-timers like me who are Vietnam era or even Korean era and on. We still have a few World War II vets.
And as we think about all this, coming up is November 11th, 11-11-11.
Yes.
Significant date in our history.
Absolutely.
The armistice of First World War.
First World War, which many people, most historians say, set the stage for the Second World War.
It did. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, those economic things.
So around Veterans Day, we're having an event that is a veteran storytelling event. And we're going to be in Iowa City on November 9th. at Old Brick at 23 East Market Street. And what we've done since our state fair activity.
You've done this already, right, at the state fair?
Well, at the state fair, we started collecting pitches for stories from veterans.
Got it.
And now.
What do you mean, you plan for this?
Well, every now and then. It wasn't spur of the moment. And so our friends at iowawatch.org and Iowa Public Radio, terrific folks over in Iowa City, have been cultivating some of those pitches and developing stories a la the Moth radio program, if you're familiar with that. So we're going to have an evening of storytelling over at Old Brick at 26 East Market Street in Iowa City the evening of the 9th of October. Very, very excited about that. 9th of November. Yes, I'm sorry, 9th of November. So very, very excited about that. I think then also for those who can't make it there, we're having an online experience for veterans at 6 p.m. Central Time, and they can get to that by visiting the AARP.org website, an online telephone town hall webinar about the resources that we have available. In all kinds of areas, the challenges to veterans as caregivers and as folks in need of care, jobs and work opportunity and starting your own business, health and wellness, the special benefits that are afforded to us as veterans, all of that comes into play off of that website. And there'll be this online seminar November 9th. At 6 p.m. Central, and they can sign up on the website.
Kent Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, Iowa AARP. We just got tons of things going on.
Absolutely, and then the livable communities work.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about what is a livable community, Kent?
Well, a livable community is a place where people of all ages can thrive regardless of their circumstance and regardless of where their activities. So what it means in blunt terms is for those of us who are getting older or perhaps have limited availability to for mobility and access, that neighborhoods are walkable, that they're close to services, that people of intergenerational ages have cultural opportunities. They have the opportunity to work, the opportunity to volunteer in ways that aren't automobile dependent necessarily.
Correct. So modality is a very important
modality
part of that.
Modality kind of starts at the whole thing. Social connectedness. So it is about the built environment, housing, transportation, parks, open spaces, buildings. It's all about all of that. It's about the social capital, how you and I have a relationship in our social and personal network, how I might have a relationship with my faith-based community, how I want to be part of my neighborhood, and making sure those connections are strengthened. And then finally, health services and community support. So those are the three big buckets.
It is so important. What you're talking about in so many ways is so critical to health and well-being is this social connectivity with neighbors and friends and the community at large.
Well,
how do you do those things?
Livable communities are healthier communities. Yeah. Livable communities are wealthier communities. And communities, livable communities are communities where the self is engaged in a broader way with their broader community as well.
How does that differ, or how is it similar to some of the buzzwords that are out there about walkable communities?
Well, all of these are interrelated, and certainly walkability is one element of making a livable community. Now, some communities say, well, no, we're really automobile dependent. We're really, you know, walkability is not a priority because of our age configuration, our demographics, where things are located. If that's a conscious and strategic choice, that's fine. But then project out 10 years from now.
Right.
Because people want to stay connected in their neighborhoods for as long as possible. Well, if your neighborhood is a cul-de-sac that has 20 homes on it and it is completely automobile dependent and away from services, what does that mean for long-term viability if there's no missing middle housing, as we talked about? If there's nowhere for you to downsize or to move in transitional housing, then you stay in that cul-de-sac, and then you become separated from your social network. Fewer trips to the doctor, fewer trips to the store.
Last week we just replayed Dan Perolik's piece about missing middle housing, and because it is so critical to understand where we're going in the future, because as as the baby boomers continue to age and the other demographics continue to age, we're starting to mesh in so many different ways. And missing middle housing is one of those factors. So, yeah, we replayed Dan Perolik's piece from over a year ago.
I'm grateful you did. Dan, I have the privilege of being on a panel with Dan next month in Dallas, Texas, November 14th through the 17th, as part of our nationwide right. AARP Livable Communities Conference. Around 500 volunteers and staff will be down there sharing trade secrets from one livable community, people doing livable community work to another. You might remember that Greater Des Moines, Central Iowa was only the third community in the United States to join the network of age-friendly communities. Now it's over 186.
Yeah,
so we've outgrown our ability to have our meeting in a conference room.
And I understand a friend of mine may be going along with you, as a matter of fact, Jonathan Kester.
That's right. In addition to the broader livable communities work, we're focusing very purposefully on the Building a Better Block project. And we were thinking about Windsor Heights particularly, mm-hmm. and we were thinking about the University Avenue redesign.
Correct.
And I don't know if your listeners are familiar with Building a Better Block, but they should text or Google that, because what has happened in this volunteer neighborhood-driven group in Dallas has just been amazing. And now it's an international phenomenon,
building a better block.
And we just had an event down in Ottumwa about 3 weeks ago that was magnificent. So Jonathan is going to go from Windsor Heights, is going to go with us, and we're going to get a very intensive training, staff and volunteers, around what it takes to pull off one of these Build a Better Block kinds of things. We're going to come back. We're going to meet with the Windsor Heights City Council, with the Windsor Heights neighbors, with the business community in Windsor Heights, with all the affected people along University Avenue, and say, hey, what kind of Build a Better Block project could we do along here to demonstrate traffic calming
right.
can do, what higher use of the facility can do, or the University Avenue.
And it all centers on economic development
the
end, and a healthier community.
This
is just fantastic
Absolutely.
Stuff. I'm grateful that you guys are doing that. Hey, we've just had someone join us.
Yes, this is, I'd like you to meet Jeremy Berwin. Jeremy is a transplant now. He came here, went to Drake University, went off and made his wealth and fame in the Chicagoland area, and has returned to us, and now is our new Associate State Director of Communications and Outreach for AARP Iowa.
Very nice. Jeremy, welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Michael. It's great to be here. Thanks, Ken.
So where did you grow up at?
I'm actually from Central Illinois, Springfield.
I know, I know Springfield.
So from capital to capital.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what capitals bring. Although, here in Iowa, of course, first in the nation caucus state, you are going to be inundated here in the next several months with all kinds of people from all over the country.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of scary and exciting at the same time.
You're going to love it. If you are halfway a politico that enjoys the conversation about the future of our nation and our communities, this is a great place to live because we get it all.
Yeah,
do.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome to AARP. I know that Kent and I, he didn't let the cat out of the bag. He just said that he had some great, 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 great people apply for this position. And I know how thorough his group has been in finding and selecting the right person. So clearly you must bring all kinds of magic with you, Jeremy.
I certainly hope so. Well, thanks so much. I'm excited to be back in Des Moines and to meet people in the community over the next several months and years.
Very nice. All right, so we've got a new guy.
New guy?
The new guy.
New guy. We got lots of new initiatives. He is the proverbial drinking through the fire hose right now.
Ooh, yeah,
with
sure.
the AARP, not only in the systems that we use.
Lots of stuff
approach.
Going on, isn't there,
lots
Jeremy?
Of stuff
yeah,
going
there sure
on.
Is.
And just as a taste of that, your listeners can go to our website, aarp.org/IA, and get a running list of all of the great fun with purpose activities. We've got donut days. We've got bowling for hunger relief. We got, of course, our movies for grown-ups. I think there was one last night with the Beguiled.
Yeah,
remember that?
I stopped out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so there are lots of opportunities for folks to get engaged, to keep that social network going, to meet new people, and to have a good time with AARP's Fund with Purpose.
Good stuff. Kent Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen. And Jeremy, thank you so much for stopping by. All right, we got a cat because I'm getting all the signals from our producer, Tyler Hackenmiller, also with Insight on Business, the News Hour.
The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. General manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo, and the program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.